Ukraine under siege. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Russian military is trying to capture the capital. Fox's Trey Yinks is in Kyiv.
Russian ground forces are still trying to make their way into this city. The Ukrainians say they are keeping them on the outskirts of the city in the northwestern part of Kyiv. We know the front line is changing every single hour. There are concerns that the Hostomel Air Base, the Antonov Airport, just outside the city limits, is under Russian control. And this evening, firefights do continue. In other parts of Ukraine, we are seeing some significant and concerning developments. In the southern city of Mariupol, they are completely cut off right now. Civilians trapped inside the city limits as Russian forces surround this area, looking to create a land bridge to some of the separatist-controlled areas in the eastern part of the country.
The invasion causing a worsening humanitarian crisis.
We are working urgently with the government of Ukraine, the ICRC, and others to create humanitarian corridors that will allow civilians to get out of Ukraine's besieged cities and to allow food, medicine, and other vital supplies to get in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the UN Refugee Agency, says over a million people have left Ukraine for neighboring countries. Investigators in Maryland say they may know what caused an apartment building to explode yesterday, injuring 14 people.
A search of the rubble in Silver Spring, Maryland, turned up a severed gas line in the basement. And Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says there had been plumbing work going on in the building.
It is possible that the worker cut that gas pipe, and that was a source that we're working on in our theories.
All residents of the building, which was destroyed, have been accounted for and are alive.
Fox's Roger Stern. Immigration officials say the man who shot and killed his three children and an adult in a Northern California church before turning the gun on himself was in the U.S. illegally. And they say David Mora was armed with what's called a ghost gun. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Supreme Court reinstates the death sentence for the convicted Boston Marathon bomber.
Dzhokhar Tsarnaev will be put to death for his role in the deadly 2013 Boston bombing. That in a 6-3 high court decision overruling the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that threw out Tsarnaev's death sentence in 2020, saying the trial judge improperly excluded evidence that could have shown Tsarnaev was deeply influenced by his older brother Tamerlan and somehow less responsible for the carnage, three people killed, hundreds injured, including 17 who lost limbs. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was later killed by police. In dissent for the court's three liberal justices, Justice Stephen Breyer writing, in his view, the Court of Appeals acted lawfully. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
McDonald's sued by a couple for close to $1 billion, and it's not over a cold cheeseburger or stale fries.
Jeremy O'Sullivan and his partner Melissa Nelson are saying, supersize me, suing the fast food giant for $900 million. They created Kitsch, a device that troubleshoots problems with the ice cream machine that produces milkshakes, ice cream cones, and the McFlurry. The machines tend to break down a lot, frustrating hungry customers. Franchise owners have leaned on the device, but McDonald's isn't loving it, warning Kitsch violates the warranties of the ice cream machines, instructing owners in November of 2020 to stop using it, halting the startup's fast-growing sales. McDonald's says Kitsch's claims are meritless and will respond to the complaint accordingly. CJ Papa, Fox News.
New Jersey gambling regulators have fined online betting company DraftKings $150,000 for allowing a Florida man to make online sports bets from his home by having a friend based in New Jersey make the bets for him in what's known as proxy betting. As part of the settlement, DraftKings also agreed to a series of corrective actions, including voiding 21 bets the man made that were still pending and closing his account. I'm Lee Silasara, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.